Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Grateful Friday. And we are grateful because we have a lot to give God praise for and everything he have done for us all this week. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good."
About to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came. 'Cause he's in our very midst. You will be his, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is here, anything can happen.
Anything can happen right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, because you're one breakthrough, one miracle away for what God is about to give you But there are sometimes you got to give God what's due to him, that is the glory, the honor, and the praise. One praise changed that situation by thanking him in advance for everything that he have done for you and everything he's going to do for you. Anything can happen. Well, I pray that something will take place in your life, because I believe that when you invite God into your situation, when you open up your heart and invite God into your circumstances, your problem, whatever the need that you have, when God comes on the scene, miracles happen. Anything can happen. You know why? It's because I believe in the God of miracles. Because, first of all, he has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you. Oh, yes, it does. It belongs to you. Well, we're excited to be back here, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, to give God what's due to him on this grateful, that's what we call it, Grateful Friday. Sometimes it's good to look back on all that God has done for you. Sometimes people don't even realize it was God that was the one that even brought them through this week. And when you look back, as that songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul cry out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Well, he not only saved our soul, but he saved us from dangers, seen and unseen. Well, just a little later on, I will be going into an inspirational message on this Grateful Friday. When I was coming on and I was preparing to come on the radio, that came to me, Grateful Friday, being grateful. That means we ain't not going to complain. Even though we might be going through some things, or things might not be going the way we wanted it to go, we're not going to complain. We're going to put the complaining aside, and we're going to be grateful on this Grateful Friday. Do I have a witness that is listening to me today? Let me remind you that you can always, when you're going through, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The prayer line is there to help you and to pray for you, and to believe God for your miracle. If you desire prayer and you're going through something, I want you to know that God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. And whatever you're going through, God can fix it for you. But then the Bible says if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, the Bible says he would do it for them. Sometimes you need somebody else to come in agreement with you and believe God for what you're asking him for. Well, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open to pray for you. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. Also, if you're ever in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, that's Orangeburg, South Carolina, I'd like to invite you out to our church, which is located at 1111 Russell Street. That's 1111 Russell Street. That's on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street, downtown Orangeburg. Downtown Orangeburg. Service starts Sunday at 10:45 a.m. We start our intercessor prayer. Every service we have 30 minutes of intercessor prayer before we start the service. And we want to invite you out to our services. Again, that's 1111 Russell Street, and the name of the church is Deliverance Transformational Church. Deliverance Transformational Church, downtown Orangeburg, South Carolina. If you have a testimony, and you've been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, and these shows have been a blessing to you, the inspirational messages and the music, We like to hear that testimony. The Bible said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. When somebody hears your testimony, it causes them to, you know, be more encouraged. So if you have a testimony and you want to other people to hear your testimony, you can call us live here at the radio station so other people can hear your testimony. The telephone number right here for our live, where everybody can hear your testimony, the telephone number is 516-666-9901. That's 516-666-9901. Right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, we will be glad to hear your testimony. Again, we thank God for those that did call. A gentleman from California called us, and we appreciate him when he called in. And we thank you. If you're listening to us today, thank you, sir, for your testimony and what you said. And we appreciate that. And those that have called the prayer line, we have been having so many people calling the prayer line for prayer. And I want to thank you for calling Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. We care about you. And let me tell you, not only do we care, but God cares about you because he loves you.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Shifting the atmosphere. It's moving. Shifting the atmosphere. One more time. praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Is to our God. Well, again, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show on this Grateful Friday, giving God thanksgiving and praise for all that he have done for us all this week and what he's going to do for us. We're not just thanking God, we're just not grateful for this week, but we're grateful for what he's going to do before he do it. We're grateful that he's going to do it for us. And it reminds me of the scripture in the Bible in John chapter 15, verse 17. John 15, 17. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Oh, I love that scripture. That is God's promise to us. What is God's promise according to John 15, 17? That if we have the word abiding in us, scripture says we can ask what we desire. And just remember, the desire must be lined up with his word and his will. And as our desires lines up with his word and his will, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. You know why it's going to be done? Because we have the faith to believe in the promises of our God. Bible tells us about the promises that God has made to us. And I believe that faith gives praise and thanksgiving while waiting for the manifestation or the desired result. Let me say that again. Faith gives praise and thanksgiving while waiting for the manifestation or the desired result. I'm giving, faith says, I'm going to give God the thanksgiving. I'm going to give God the praise while I'm waiting on God giving me what I have asked him for. And I know that he's going to give it to me because the word is abiding in me, and not only is the word abiding in me, but I'm asking according to his will, and I'm waiting, and first of all, I'm praising God as I wait, and I'm giving him thanksgiving as I wait for the manifestation of the desire. You know, one thing I love is faith is not a feeling. I might not feel anything, But faith is knowing. Knowing that God will deliver on what he says. God's promise to us. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 21, listen to the promise that God made in Matthew 21 and 21. If you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and cast in the sea, it will be done for you. Now, you know, you read that scripture, and God tells us, and I think the two key words that I see here is, number one, if you have faith, you got to have faith in the promises of God and what God promised you on this Grateful Friday. If you have faith and do not doubt. You can't have faith and doubting at the same time. You can't be worrying and talking about you have faith. I often say faith always produces its harvest. Problem is when we get our eyes on what's going on around us and what we're going through, it causes us to get discouraged, and sometimes it make you feel like God ain't going to do anything for you when God promised you that if you just hold on to his promise, trust his promise. Listen to the scripture now. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he may repent. For have he said it, will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good? If he's spoken it, he's going to do what he's saying. God moves by faith and not by doubt. So if you have faith and do not doubt, that's how you get God's promise for your situation, whatever you're going through, whatever God promised to do for you, you got to have faith and do not doubt. And when you speak, your speech, what you say out of your mouth must line up with his word. Now, I want you to hear this very careful. If you're going to have faith, you get to remember this. Faith is released by words. We must speak the word only. Faith is released by words. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And when you hear the word, then Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Your faith in what God says and you got to make sure your faith will never rise. Now, I want you to hear this. Your faith will never rise above the level of your confession. The stronger your confession, the stronger your faith will become. You got to confess his promise. Not only you have to have faith, not only do you can't doubt God, but if you say, that's talking about words now, saying something, what you say has to be lined up with the word of God, and you can't doubt when you say it. And the scripture says, if you say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, it will be done for you. That's God's promise, according to Matthew 21 and 21. Matthew 19:17. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. You got to believe that God is going to do what he said he will do. If God said it, he will do it. So you got to remember these words now, because that's what the scripture says. All right, so let's go to Deuteronomy. Listen to what Deuteronomy says. Hallelujah. God is not like people. We already said that. He don't tell lies. He is not like humans. He doesn't change his mind. When he says something, he does what he says. When he makes a promise, he always delivers on his promise. And not only tells us, but listen to what the scripture says in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy tells us that if we would heed the words of his commands, listen to it. If you listen to these commands of the Lord, your God, that I am giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you will always be on top and never on the bottom. That's God's will for you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12 says, you will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. That's God's word. And you have to confess what God says and believe what he says and make sure that what you speak out your mouth is lining up with the promises of God. Let me give you another one. You know, God's word is true. And if God says something, we got to believe it. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, then will I lengthen your days. God promised to lengthen your days. If somebody you know sick, that's their promise of healing. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 14. God always deliver on what he says. Psalms 103, 1 through 3. Who forgives all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? See, he forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your disease. If you're sick, that's God's promise to you. In Psalms 107, verse 20, he sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction, which is found in Psalms 107, verse 20. That's God's promise for you, that the word can be sent forth in faith and heal you. The Bible says in Psalms 118 and 17, I should not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Listen to what God says. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did not esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform. God says, I'm going to hasten to perform what I promise you. In Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 30, 17. This is a word of encouragement to you. I'll be right back as we play this song.
This song is for all my worshipers. I mean the one that really loves that glorious name of Jesus. He has all power in his hand. And come on, we're going to sing about it right now. Clap your hands with us. Say it like this. There is a name.
There is a name.
It's a glorious name.
A glorious name that I adore.
And you know what it deserves?
It's deserving our praise.
He deserves all of our praise because he's done marvelous things.
Marvelous things.
And I like this. It brings calm.
It brings calm to all
to every one of my fears. And it
helps me
to weather every storm. And you give the strength. That's why we tell them no name.
No name
is greater. Come on, say it, y'all. Do y'all believe that? One day they're gonna bow. And your power will remain. Thank you, Jesus. He will do what? He'll protect.
Protect
you. Show your strength.
You show your
You're the all-powerful, all-knowing God.
Power.
Now the words of heaven and earth, they're all going to pass away. Hey, y'all, but here's the good news. But it's your name, Jesus. It's not going to waver. And it's not going to change.
Oh,
Yes, every praise is to our God, and like no other, he is like no other. Right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show on this Grateful Friday. Let me give you some more promises that he promised us that he will deliver on. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. He said, not only am I going to restore health to you, but I will heal you of all those scars and wounds from your past. He will heal you from past experiences that you never got over, things that you tried to forget and caused you to be a prisoner of your own circumstances. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body. One thing that he did, and let me go back again, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we heal. He said, you already healed. He bore our sins on the tree. What tree? The cross. And according to this verse, he tells us that by his stripes, we were already healed. Before you went to the doctor, before you was diagnosed with that sickness or disease, he said, by his stripes, you were healed. Were is in the past. Who report will you believe? You know, you got to believe the report of the Lord. If God say something, you got to take him at what he say. Listen to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. All his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you, which I have brought on the Egyptian, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. See, that's for people that need healing. You know, that first verse of that Exodus 15 says, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to its command and keep it, all of his statute, you got to keep all of his statute, I will put none of these diseases on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. God say, I am the one that heals you. If you're sick, that's God's promise to you. If you're going through financially, this is God's promise to you. In the Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know, let me say this to you. Anytime God says something, you got to take God at what he says. God don't just say things just to be saying it. When he speak a thing, he speak it, and his word go forth out of his mouth, and the Bible say, it will never turn back void, but it will accomplish what it's sent out to do. The question is, can you trust and believe when God says something? Do you have a confident attitude that he's going to do exactly what he said? Do you have a confident attitude in God's ability to perform what you asking him to do? So that's why it's important that when you pray, you make sure you pray in faith. You can't be wishing. Wishing sometimes never come true. Faith always produces harvest. And you got to remember those words, that when you asking God for something, you got to have a confident attitude in what he already promised you. And you got to know that he's going to deliver on what you ask him to do. This is just an encouraging word. I pray that something I have said on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show will be a blessing to you.
Blessings and glory.
was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Thank you.
Yes, total praise. And the psalm says that God has already done what he said that he will do. Well, we believe and well, we know that God is going to do, because we say, amen, means so be it, I agree. What am I agreeing with? I'm agreeing with the word of God for the promises that God has promised to you. And God will deliver on what he said. So it doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter if you're going through or not. Whatever your prayer request is, remember the scriptures of God's promises to you. And everything you go through and everything you need, God has a promise to it in the word of God. Find the promise and stand on the promises of our God. Remember now, today is Grateful Friday. Now, when we go off the air, which we don't have that much long before we go off the air, we want you to go off with a grateful attitude. And if you are listening to us after we get off this radio station, and you have come onto this station, let this day be a day of being grateful for everything that God has done for you. Do I have a witness out there? Now, don't forget now, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open for you to pray for you. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. When this show is over, that line will be open. Again, the telephone number, 803-317-4457. If you have a testimony and what you have heard on our show have been a blessing to you, have been a strength to you, music, give us a call so we can hear that testimony. Our live number is 516-666-9901 right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. So we want to go through this day with a grateful attitude, a grateful heart. And exactly what we're going to do. That's my prayer for you and your family.
All the true worshipers, you don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on.
Down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul.
Yes, God has given us joy, and that joy is down in our souls. Don't forget now, this is Grateful Friday, and when you get off listening to this radio program, remember you're going to go through this day with a grateful attitude, and not just a grateful attitude, but I want you to control your atmosphere. What does that mean? Make sure you don't be around no negative talking and negative, listening to negative things that would dampen your spirit, that would cause you to be discouraged. And we want to go through this day being grateful. Somebody say, well, I'm already grateful. That's good. Be even more grateful. Amen. For everything God has done for you. Well, my time is almost up here, but before I leave, I have to do my mission and why I'm on this radio. That is for those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The question to you this afternoon is this question. If you should die right now, the Bible said it is appointed unto man once to die. If you should die right now, where will you spend eternity? The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death comes the judgment. That means every one of us have to stand before God and give an account for what you have done since you've been down here on this earth. I know many people say, well, you know, how can I believe that? I've never been there. Well, I often tell people there's a lot of things that you haven't seen, but you believe. You haven't seen it. No, you never. It's just like I often tell people about working. Today is Friday. For some people, it's payday. On Monday, you come into work, you punch your time card, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and when you punch your card on the end of this day, on Friday, if your payday is the day, the first thing you're going to be doing is looking for a check. How do you know that that check is going to be there? Did you see it before you said it? No, you did not. You believe in something that you haven't seen. Oftentimes I hear people say, I see you later on. How do you know you're going to see them later on? Because you might, and I'm not saying this as a bad thing, you might die. You don't know if you're going to see them later. Did you see later already? No. But you believed in something that you haven't seen. And I want to ask you to that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I didn't ask you, did you go to church? There's a lot of people go to church, but they have no relationship with Jesus. There's a many people been sprinkled with water, baptized in water. Oh, you might be a good person. You might be a person that do all you can to help people, which is a good thing, but you still need to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. In other words, God is trying to get your attention. Sometimes problems come to get our attention, to let us see that God is the only one that is more qualified to fix your problem and your situation. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I didn't ask you, did you go to church? I didn't ask you, did you look at church on TV or listen to me on the radio? Thank God you do. But the question is, according to John chapter 3, verse 3, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, one thing I love about God, according to John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, the Bible says, for God so loved the world, God loves you. He was willing to die on the cross and shed his blood for you. And then he turns around in the next verse and says, for God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world. God didn't come to condemn you, but the world through him might be saved. God says, I want to have a relationship with you. What's wrong with anybody that loves you, that want to have a relationship with you? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door. What door of your heart? See, a lot of people talk from their mouth, but it doesn't come from their heart. Well, I love God. Well, you're saying it from your lips. See, when you love somebody, you do all you can to please that person. When you love somebody, you are in that relationship. You are in the relationship. It's hard to love somebody and you ain't in a relationship with them. Even if it's a friendship relationship. Don't have to be a husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend. It can be a friend, but you still are in relationship. Well, God is saying, I want to have a relationship with you. And if you don't have a relationship, I'd like you to pray this prayer with me that would help you to begin a relationship. All you got to do is repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. Asking you, first of all, to forgive me from every wrong that I ever done against every person, against everything that I have done in my past and things that I've done that I might be ashamed of when I think about it. I ask you to forgive me. Yet repeat this prayer to me. Forgive me from every sin that I have committed. I now want to have a relationship with you. I open my heart up. God, I invite you in my life. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that he shed his blood and that he arose again the third day for me. I now receive you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that you repeated that prayer. And after this program is over and you want to go back and listen to this program again, you can do that. You can listen to it 24 hours if you want to. We have many episodes that we did on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Live Radio Show. All you got to do is go to Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Go to Blob Talk Radio, Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. And it'll take you right there to today's episode. And you can listen. And if you didn't get that prayer, go back and listen to it again. We're coming live from the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station right here on Blob Talk Radio. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. I'm getting ready to sign off in a few more minutes. I had to make sure that it's somebody that's listened to me that maybe don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we got too many people going to church but don't know Jesus. You know, you can go, you can hear about somebody and think you get a relationship with them. But until you have a relationship with them, until you start learning about them, you know, when you learn about a person, you're trying to get to know them. Anybody that have a relationship, they in the relationship to get to know the person. Are you trying to get to know God in your relationship with him? Anybody that's in a relationship is in a relationship to please the person. You don't want to do anything, even if it's your friend. You don't want to just say anything and do anything to hurt a person. You know why? It's your friend. You're in relationship with them. God want to have relationship with you. I pray, and I want to pray for you right now. Now, Father, I pray for every person that say they want to have a relationship with you. I pray that you touch and minister to them. And God, I pray, God, that their lives will never be the same again. Break every yoke of bondage of every stronghold of the enemy that will cause them not to have that relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you repeated that prayer for the first time, I want you to text me at 803-317-4457. Give me your first and last name and your address. I will send you a book free of charge. This book will help you on your relationship with your new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That book is free of charge. We won't ask for a dime. All we're going to do is take your address and your name and send you the book. Allow at least 1 week, 1 to 2 weeks for your book to arrive. If you desire prayer after this program is over, you can give me a call at 803-317-4457. As we get ready to end this show, I want to leave the show with this song because this is Grateful Friday, and I want to leave with the song that is called Grateful. You got to be grateful to everything God have done for you. And don't forget, you can join me Monday through Friday. That's at 12 noon. That's Monday through Friday right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Again, I want to thank God for every one of you that have been listening to us. And remember what today is, Grateful Friday. And I pray that you have a blessed weekend. I pray that you will control your atmosphere. Make sure you're around the right people and the right things that will keep you encouraged. May God bless you, and I pray that you have a great day. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, signing off here for the day. And I want to leave you with this song that says, Grateful.
time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful. Well, don't forget now, that this is called Grateful Friday. And because it's called Grateful Friday, we want to sign off on this radio show being grateful. Make sure that you keep your focus on the positive and not the negative. Make sure that people that you talk to today, you tell them, today, let us be grateful for everything that God has done for us. Because you know why? Because we are grateful for what he did. God bless you. I pray that you have a great day, is my prayer.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now.